Hello, everyone. I am very glad to be back with you. This is Becky McRae, and welcome to the Great Big Small Business Show. Our topic this week is delegating. That's a topic near and dear to the hearts of many an entrepreneur and small business person. We also have a bonus piece this week on multi-million dollar pitches. Our contributors for this week's show are Laura Allen, Steve Rusinski, John Swanson, and Ben Yoskovich. We're going to start with Laura Allen, who gives us the bonus piece. She's going to tell us how to ask for millions in under 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Laura Allen, and I'm the co-founder of 15SecondPitch.com. Today, I've got a very exciting show for you. We're going to talk about the million-dollar 15-second pitch, how to ask for millions in less than a minute. One of my clients is a talented filmmaker by the name of Leslie Shearing. Leslie is currently pitching the script for her second feature-length film, which is called Pledge. I started working with Leslie 3 years ago, right after she completed her first film, which was called Unscrewed. Now that I've got your attention, sex and money in the same podcast. This is going to be a great program. Like many of my clients, Leslie was not born a fearless self-promoter. On the contrary, she was very self-conscious about pitching her films. Leslie's dream of being an independent filmmaker outweighed her insecurities, though, and she started using the 15-second pitch formula. She learned how to pitch, and she's gotten very good at it. Here's a sneak preview of the newest 15-second pitch that we created for her. This pitch has the biggest call to action of any pitch I've done so far. Like all 15-second pitches, Leslie's uses our four-step formula that can be found on the 15secondpitch.com website. I'd love to know what you think of Leslie's pitch. Hello, my name is Leslie Shearing, and I'm an independent filmmaker. I've written and am currently directing Pledge. Pledge is a send-up of public TV. My first feature film, Unscrewed, was made for under $100,000 and got a glowing review in Variety, Film Journal International, and TV Guide. I'm currently raising $3 to $5 million to get Pledge made with an A-list actress as the star. If you'd like to play a key role in making a true independent film, give me a call at 646-240-7783. And that number, by the way, is my cell phone number because Leslie is very busy pitching her film. So if you'd like to get in contact with her, please send me an email at laura@15secondpitch.com and I'll forward it along to her. What I love about the 15-second pitch is that it allows you to focus on what you think is the most important. If you're pitching an A-list star's agent, you better get to the point very quickly. They don't have time for any small talk, and the meeting can end abruptly if they don't feel that you are extremely professional, serious, and totally prepared. The best way to get ready to make your million-dollar 15-second pitch a reality is to start with a pitch of what you are doing right now. Leslie had to make her first low-budget film and pitch it before she was ready to do something really big. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you'd like me to take a quick look at your current 15-second pitch, please send me a quick email and put free pitch assessment in the subject line. I'll look at it and send you some suggestions and ideas to make it a killer 15-second pitch. Have a good night and create a great 15-second pitch.
Now, let's move to our main topic, which is delegating. First up, I am going to share 10 ways that you can delegate without hiring anyone. That's just in case you're thinking to yourself, my business is so small, there is no one to delegate to. So let's talk about 10 ways you can do it without going through hiring. Number one is family. And this is where we all seem to start. Let the kids do age-appropriate tasks. Recruit extra family members to contribute. With family, it is especially important to match the person to the task. to give them extra support, and to check back often. In other words, follow the rules for effective delegating. Number two is service professionals. Give up the bookkeeping, the ad design, collections, and photocopying. Turn to your local accountant, printer, attorney, or office supply store, for example. Look around your own town for more resources and ask them what else they can do for you. Number three is delivery. Many businesses, small and large, still deliver, and that cuts down on your errand list. Also, there's probably a guy with a truck somewhere locally who can do some delivery driving for you at a very low cost. Can't get it delivered locally? Then go online and let them ship direct to you. Number four is your suppliers. Ask them to do more for you, like pre-cut materials, or suggest items that require less prep work from you, and even loan you experts or temporary staff. Number five is nonprofit services. Check with your local small business development center, your chamber of commerce, your local economic developer, the technology center, college, vo-tech, and public schools. Many of them offer free or low-cost services. You might be very surprised what you find. Number six are utility companies and cooperatives. Many of these offer special services for businesses and individuals, but you have to ask to find out. Number seven are online service providers. You can arrange for almost every imaginable business service online, and you will be amazed what technology now makes possible. Number eight is interns. Allow students to help you out for low pay or even no pay. Start with your local college, high school, and vo-tech, but don't overlook the big state universities. Even if they are far away, they place students all over. Number nine is the computer. Automate as many tasks as possible. If you answer customer emails, for example, become an expert in cut and paste. Ask your nearest 14-year-old expert for more ideas on delegating to your computer. Finally, number 10 is your customers. You probably have some raving fans out there who would love to be actively involved in your business, even for a short time. Match their skills against your list of tasks. Let them do phone calls, delivery, office work, prep work, or even cleanup may appeal to them. So take advantage of that and allow them to be actually involved in your business. So that's it. That's 10 ways. Number one was family. Number two, service professionals, delivery, suppliers, nonprofit services, utility companies and cooperatives, online service providers, interns, your computer, and finally, your customers. So you don't have to hire in order to delegate. But no matter how you do your delegating, it is essential that you follow the right steps in order to do it successfully. Luckily, Ben Yoskovich is up next, and he's going to talk about how important it is for you to delegate and how to do it successfully.
Small business owners typically have a hard time delegating to others. We're control freaks, obsessively detail-focused, and so invested emotionally in what we're doing that it's hard to let others do some of the work. But we have no choice. Delegating is critical to a small business. No one person can do everything, and it becomes so easy to get lost in the minutiae of things and lose focus on the bigger picture. Small business owners need to be leaders, and part of leading is delegating. Here are 6 steps for delegating successfully. 1. Know what you want. If you don't know what you want, you can't expect anyone else to. No one can be a mind reader. 2. Express what you want clearly. It's important to give people a clear vision of what you want. What are your goals? What do you need done? Instructions are helpful too, but don't overdo it. The most important thing is that you express everything you want very clearly. 3. Set expectations. It's not enough that you've told someone what you want. Make sure expectations are laid on the table. Ben, this will be successful if X, Y, and Z happen. And I need A, B, and C finished by Friday. 4. Trust. You need to trust those people you delegate to. Otherwise, you'll worry too much, micromanage, and generally make a plain old nuisance of yourself. 5. Let them do it their way. You do things your way, and everyone else has to do it exactly the same way or else. Isn't that right? Wrong. Let people do things their way. Remember the trust part? More importantly, provide enough flexibility that they can add their own flavor to the mix. Let them create. Let them add unique touches to what they're doing. 6. Communicate and follow up. Delegating doesn't mean abandoning people. It doesn't mean letting people go about their business doing what they need to do until it's finished. You want to be communicating throughout the process and following up with people to make sure everything is going smoothly. Feel free to rinse and repeat steps 1 through 4. This isn't about overmanaging, overanalyzing, and standing over people's shoulders staring at their computer screens. At the same time, we don't want to manage with what I call a jello fist. Communication is key. Setting measurable, mini goals along the way, and carefully but not overzealously monitoring progress. So, what's the secret to delegating successfully? The secret is not just to make people feel like the work is their own, but to actually give them ownership. If someone can feel ownership for something, feel like they're not just a robot mechanically following someone else's instructions, they're going to be more passionate, interested, and dedicated. And they'll feel more responsibility to you as the owner of the business and the work they're doing. Thanks for listening today. I'm Benjamin Yoskovich, and you can find me at my new website, Instigator Blog, www.instigatorblog.com.
Thank you, Ben. Now that we know how to delegate successfully, Steve Rusinski is going to take us into the world of delegating in a virtual world. He's going to tell us about how to work with outside service providers, one of the 10 ways to delegate without hiring. But there are some special tricks that he's going to teach us in order to do this successfully.
Hi, this is Steve Rusinski of the Small Business CEO weblog, which you can find at www.smbceo.com. My topic today is delegation in a virtual world. In the world of today's micro-enterprise world, where many times there's only one person actually in the business, delegation takes on a whole new meaning. Typically, even a micro-enterprise has to perform the same functions as a larger business, but they tend to use outside suppliers and partners to perform and manage those functions. For example, most of us don't host our own websites or email or e-newsletter systems. We delegate that to an outside provider. If we process credit cards, we might use PayPal or another merchant account supplier along with our bank. Almost all of us outsource our legal needs to a local firm or possibly even one of the new online legal firms that provides legal support for a fixed monthly subscription fee. Many of us outsource various marketing functions like public relations, offline communications like brochures, advertising, or probably even some online items like banner design, web design, and copywriting. Okay, real quickly there, I just listed information technology, finance, legal, and marketing as quick examples of the type of work we are already delegating to others. So we don't have employees to delegate to, we are still doing plenty of delegating. So how do we ensure that we can choose and use outside providers effectively? I like to use what I call the 3 C's: capability, credibility, and cost. Let's start with credibility. Of course, you have to make an effort to identify suppliers of external services. How most of us start that process is by asking our friends and business associates if they know someone. We all tend to place higher value on those who we are referred to. Of course, that doesn't mean that the entity referred will work for you. After all, if a lawyer of a big law firm refers you to a marketing person, how well does he really understand your actual needs? He works in a big company. His referral may not be very accurate, but most of us will at least have a conversation with the referred party. That takes me to another of my C's, capability. Regardless of how you find a supplier, of course you want to understand their capability. After all, you are literally going to place a piece of your business success in their hands. Because of this, be sure to take the time to seriously evaluate their services. Get references. Ask for a trial use. In other words, do some serious due diligence. You may be talking about what will turn out to be a pretty lengthy relationship. Finally, trust your gut. Do you like the people? Would you enjoy working with them? Do they seem to be service-oriented? And finally, the last C, cost. Many times I've been penny-wise and pound-foolish. To save a dime, I choose a supplier of some type that my gut really told me would be a problem. Based on being frugal, I decided to give the supplier a try, only to have to start the whole process all over and spend the time to find a new one. The opportunity cost I incur is almost always much greater than the savings I might have achieved with the first supplier. You know, I hope these three help you in some small way. It's not an exhaustive lesson on how to do service provider delegation, but I just wanted to help you add to your toolkit of effective delegation in our virtual world. Until next time, have a prosperous day. This is Steve Rusinski of the Small Business CEO.
Thank you, Steve. Finally this week, we're going to close with John Swanson. John, you may remember, is the entrepreneurial chicken. A little too chicken to do what we do, which is run our own businesses. Nonetheless, he has terrific perspective as a customer and as a real person. This week he's going to share with us a story about delegation.
Hi, I'm John Swanson, the entrepreneurial chicken. My wife loves flowers. For 18 years, off and on, I got flowers during the winter from a little shop called Flowers and Barbara. She moved 3 times. We moved out of town and back in. But for me, Barbara's was the place to buy flowers. Why? When you give flowers, you're giving an emotional message as well. You give flowers and I love you. Flowers and I'm sorry. Flowers and congratulations. And at Flowers and Barbara, we got Barbara. She loved. She rejoiced. She grieved with us. When I told Barbara what the flowers were for, she felt with me. We got flowers and Barbara. Why do I talk about this right now? As you're figuring out what to delegate, think first about delegating passion. Pass your passions for how your product or service helps change lives on to your customers, or maybe delegate the passion that you feel along with your customer to them. By sharing passion, you actually get people like me who will work on your side and will go out of our way to help you with your work, which is changing the world. We don't go to Barbara's anymore. She sold the store because of cancer. But I got to be there on her last day with a group of other people from our church who had benefited from Barbara's wonderful flowers. And we said goodbye, and we gave her a hug. And we got to know the joy of having flowers and Barbara one last time. This is John Swanson, the entrepreneurial chicken. I'm too chicken to do what you do, but I love what you're doing.
Thank you, John. That's our show for this week. I'd like to thank all of our contributors, Laura Allen, Steve Rusinski, John Swanson, and Ben Yoskovich. And I'd like to thank you for listening. And a special thank you to Chris Brogan, who stepped up 2 weeks in a row to take over the show when I wasn't able to be here. Thank you very much, Chris. I really appreciate it. Everyone, have a terrific week and make the most of your business.